Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, thanks, Rachel, and thanks for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. My name is Chuck Allen, and I have the privilege of being the pastor here at Sugar Hill Church. You can find out all about what happens around here at sugarhill.church, and you can also listen to past sermons and teachings, and even dig back into the archives of this weekday podcast. I think we've been doing this for about 3 years or so now. So thanks for joining us. Today, I want to recap a little bit of what I shared yesterday in week number 3 in our series in the book of Nehemiah. We made it all the way to Nehemiah chapter 8. Now, the quick history is Nehemiah, God has really inspired him, go back home, rebuild the walls that are torn down in Jerusalem. And when he does, he knows nothing about building walls, but God brings people around him to help him accomplish the task. And in 52 days, even though that he has been ridiculed and scorned by his own people, and that he had been attacked from people outside the wall, he had folks that were literally trying to build the wall with one hand and hold a spear or hold a shield in the other hand. And so he's had all kind of challenges to accomplish this task that God has called him to. But now the wall is done. And when it's done, the text says in Nehemiah chapter 8 that Ezra, the priest, brought the book of law before the assembly. This is in verse 2, which included the men and women and all the children old enough to understand. I love this. You know, in most of the Old and New Testaments, women are not considered in this. Like when we hear about Jesus feeding the 5,000, it talks about just men. Because in that time and day, women really were a fourth-class person. But ladies, take great heart that when Ezra, the priest, brings out the book of the law to read before all the people, now that the wall and the gates are done, he includes everybody. Kids old enough to understand, women and men, and they come together and they meet just inside what's called the water gate. And he begins to read from early morning until noon and read aloud to everyone who could understand. All the people listened closely to the book of the law. Now, I think this is so cool. Ezra takes the law of Moses. And if you're trying to figure out, kind of give me an idea, Chuck, think about it in terms of this: Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. So imagine those five books. Ezra is teaching those books, and we know that he's talking about Mosaic law, and he's talking about the teachings of Mosaic. And in verse 5 in chapter 8, it says, Ezra stood on the platform. Now, this was a wooden platform that had been built just for this occasion. Ezra stood on the platform in full view of the people. And when they saw him open the book, they all rose to their feet. Now, watch this. The platform was built not for Ezra. The platform was built to be able to convey the word of God. And it says, then Ezra praised the Lord, the great God, and all the people chanted, Amen, Amen, as they lifted their hands. Then they bowed down and they worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. I love this. This is so wonderful because Nehemiah he's transcribing and interpreting for the people that don't know how Ezra's reading the text. And in verse 10, it says, and Nehemiah continued, go and celebrate with a feast of rich foods and sweet drinks and share gifts of food with people who have nothing prepared. This is a sacred day before our Lord. Don't be dejected and sad, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So these folks have heard the law. They've stood in honor of God's word. They've listened to Ezra, and now they're weeping, and they're weeping not because of happy tears. They're weeping because they haven't followed the book of the law. And so they have this sense of, but I haven't been good and I haven't been following you, Lord, and I now want to repent. But listen to what Nehemiah says. The walls are built. The gates are up. The city of the people of God have gathered. He says, hey, listen to me. You don't have to be all bent out of shape, dejected and sad. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Now listen to this. Watch this. Whose joy is it? It's not theirs. This isn't about feeling happy. This isn't an emotion or a feeling. He's saying the joy of the Lord is your strength. So in other words, you can claim joy in your relationship with God the Father, and you can claim joy His joy, which now becomes your strength, and that strength can rise above all the things that are surrounding you. Today, my friend, you don't have to be dejected and sad, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. And I want you to hear this loud and clear. As Nehemiah said it to the people there, he says it to us today. Because each of these words, according to the scriptures, cut marrow deep, and it is the truth of God. And so God is saying to you right now, as you ride or you listen or you walk or you're on the treadmill or whatever, you don't have to be dejected. You don't have to be sad. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Whether you feel strong right now or not, whether you feel beat up right now or not, whether you're exhausted or you have freshly awakened, at the end of the day, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Go and be joyful in it. My friend, thanks for joining us today. I know it's Monday, and it'll be a challenging day for you, but the joy of the Lord is your strength. Rachel, tell us all about what's coming up this week, and thanks again for joining us on another weekday podcast. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.